What is happening, Major Remnick?
A group of men and one woman have entered the room. Many of our men are killed, Comrade Colonel.
The men, who are they?
I do not know. Some of them appear to be Russian.
Comrade Major!
A young corporal snapped to attention. Rostesvenskaya turned to face the corporal.
What is it?
Comrade Colonel, I recognized the woman from my tour of duty in Chicago. It was Comrade Major Temerovna.
And one of the men with her. It would be wrong.
The doctor whom you have sought, Comrade Colonel?
CIA agent, doctor, weapons expert, survivalist. He is all of these, and he is here. Remnick, get 50 of our best men. Assemble them here. I shall take charge of dispatching this Rourke and the traitorous Major Temerovna myself.
The CAR-15 slung across his back, an M-16 in each hand. Rourke sidestepped past the flange of the interior bomb-proof vault door and broke into a dead run. He opened fire toward the Soviet KGB position where the corridor began on the far side of the huge vaulted room. The distance to the KGB rifleman was approximately 100 yards. Reed was already running ahead with his own contingent and some of the Russians. Natalia and Vladov were behind him, but catching up. Behind them, Dozhrozinski and one other man huddled beside the slowly moving sidecar of the M-72 combination with its RPK light machine gun. Rourke shoved Natalia ahead of him, running again. There was no cover. Ahead, one of the Americans went down. There was no sense stopping to check the body. The back of the head exploded with the hit. Natalia snatched up the dead man's M-16 as she ran past, a rifle in each hand now, too. Rourke glanced back. The driver of the motorcycle combination was down, slumped across the handlebars. Dozhrozinski pushed the dead man, the chest peppered with bullet holes, from the bike saddle. He drove now. The RPK still fired, but the assault rifle fire from the KGB position was heavy. Ahead, perhaps 25 yards still, was the farthest left corridor. The lead elements of Reed's men had reached it. An instant later, there was covering fire from the corridor mouth. Rourke had heard what Rozhdestvenskaya had said over the PA system. Mentally, he had corrected the KGB commander. He, Rourke, had been an employee of the CIA, but was no longer. And he knew Rozhdestvenskaya knew that, but it made good copy to his troops. Rourke ran on. The M-16 in his right hand fired out, still pumping the trigger of the assault rifle in his left hand as he ran. It, too, ran dry. He let both rifles fall to his sides on their black-webbed slings. His right hand moved to his trouser band, the metal-lifed Colt government model. He held it toward the KGB position, knowing that at the range, it was virtually useless. The mouth of the corridor was now 15 yards. He ran, Natalia only a few paces ahead of him. The one article of clothing she had changed was footgear. The uniform boots she had worn with her attempted disguise had been vastly too large for her, stuffed with rags and paper. But she moved fleet-footedly now, changed to her own boots. The M-16 in her left hand was shot out now, but the one in her right still spit fire. 10 yards away, Reed's men were laying down a solid field of fire toward the KGB position. Rourke leaned into the run, his lungs burned with it. Natalia reached the mouth of the corridor, and Rourke skidded on his heels behind her. His borrowed uniform boots weren't the greatest fit either, he realized, his left heel aching. Rourke dropped to his knees, swinging the CAR-15 forward from behind his back. He telescoped the stock, pulling free the scope covers, stuffing them into his shirt pocket, putting the CAR-15 to his shoulder. With the Colt 3-power scope, he picked his targets. Dozhrozinski and the M-72 were coming. The running man beside the car, the ammo bearer, jumping into the sidecar now. Dozhrozinski picked up speed, the RPK still firing. The gunfire from the KGB position was beginning to diminish. But from behind Rourke now, near the far end of the corridor, there was gunfire. Rourke looked back. Vladov and his men had gone ahead, and they were meeting resistance.
Shit! Reed! Keep covering Dozhrozinski, then catch up to Natalia and me! Keep a small force as a rear guard to back us up when those guys behind the electric cars start for the corridor.
Hey, who the hell made you the general?
You got a better idea?
Yeah, but I can't say it in front of the major. Go on, we'll cover you, and I'll take care of a rear guard. Go on.
Rourke nodded. He had an M-16 in both hands now.
Natalia, come on.
He started to run again through the length of the corridor. Ahead, Vladov's men weren't falling back, but they were under heavy fire. It was what he had said it would be, a shooting gallery.
Graphic Audio, a movie in your mind.